I'm walking down C Wing now. This is the first night wing when people first come into the prison. How many times have you been in prison?
Once.
Is this your first time?
First time.
So what do you think of it?
I don't want to be in here. I miss my freedom. I don't want to be in here. So therefore, that's enough for me not to want to come back.
So when you get released, if someone says to you, they've got a little job and you can earn some money. Not interested. So you think prison is a deterrent?
Of course it's a deterrent. I've seen people in here that are quite happy to do 2, 3, 4 stretches. No, 2, 3, 4 years. They're quite happy with it. It depends on the person. I don't want to do that. Simple.
I'm walking to this cell now and there's two brothers who are in the same cell. So let's go and have a word with them. What's it like being in prison with your brother?
It helps more having people around, especially family.
Is this the first time you've been in prison?
No, this is about the 8th, 9th time I've been in prison.
And what about your brother?
It's the first time he's been in prison.
Do you think your brother's trying to
imitate me? Yeah, I do. I believe that it's a situation of where he sort of follows the footsteps of my older brother being in prison years ago for similar offences, and I sort of took on from there. I thought it was cool and good and that lot, and then the same thing, I would assume my brother would have done the same sort of thing.
You don't want your brother to be going to jail 8 times though, do you?
Obviously not, no, but he's a big boy now, and if he wants to play the big boy's rules, then he has to abide by them. And
would you re-offend again?
I've had enough of it. I'm a bit too old for this now. I've family, children and missus and things like that outside, so it takes a toll when you sit there and you think, I'm a bit too old for this now. Every case, it just gets more and more serious, starting from stereos now to, well, we're on aggravated burglaries now and all sorts. So you look at it and you think to yourself, the progression, it's got more and more, and the sentences have got more and more.
Do you mind me asking what sentences you got?
From starting off, like, from 6 months from burglaries, from when I was youngster, for handling and cultivation of cannabis, it's motor vehicles, and just generally burglaries and things like that. It's a money thing, isn't it? It doesn't matter how much money you have, you always want that bit more. It's more materialistic, more from the people you go about, from the area I'm brought up in. It's a situation of where all the people there are all very flashed. Everyone's got a top motor, everyone drives all the Mercedes and BMWs, and everyone's got the best Rolexes and Cartiers and clothes and all that. So it's a bit of a competition now, and you get into that role without you knowing it. You're sort of sucked into it because you want the next best thing, and you just get sucked into that roller coaster. Instead of being satisfied with what you've got, which now is obviously when you're in prison is when you can appreciate and actually sit back and realise you've got your children and all and your missus, and they're the most expensive things in the world.
And this is your first time in prison?
Yeah, first time, Wandsworth.
So is this going to be your last?
Probably, hopefully, should be. It's not a nice place at all, is it?
Why do you think you offend? Is it because you like the crime? Is it the buzz?
It is, as it goes, yeah, the buzz.
Do you think it's the company that you keep? And the places you go, and the clothes you buy, and the music you listen to.
It's nice having, like, money, isn't it, really? Go out, buy loads of clothes, buy a nice car and all that.
Have you ever had a job?
I used to work with my dad doing doors.
What, kicking them in or making them?
Making it.
The first time I ever went to prison was in 1981, doing a sentence of ball stall. So that was the first one, and then 83, second one, 90, 92, that's 4. 96, that's 5, 98, 6, 2000, that's 7 time, and this one makes 8 time now.
Every year, every 2 years, you reoffend. So what caused you to reoffend?
For me, drugs. Taking drugs, not having enough money to fund the drugs, then I reoffend and then I end up back in prison again.
If I go back to when I was younger, my reoffending was mainly money motivated. But as I've got older and got into my drug addiction, it's just purely money for drugs.
So what drugs?
Heroin, crack, Valium, cocaine, cannabis.
Didn't the prison give you any help on the inside, or did you seek any help on the outside?
Yeah, I've got a dip team out there, which is a drug team. I'm also on a methadone program. Well, I was on it in here, but I got taken off for smoking cannabis. But I am on a maintenance on the out of methadone. Since I've been here, I've done the crack awareness and I've done the relapse prevention. Every day, it's like a struggle for me. So every day I'm fighting my addiction. Do you know what I mean? It's not easy.
So you still crave for drugs?
Yeah, I still crave for drugs every day. I might win the odd battle with it, but I don't win the war.
So if someone was to come to your cell and he had some heroin or something, you would take it?
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, I'd smoke it, yeah.
So do you think that the crack awareness and all the courses that the prison offers, do you think they're any good?
I think they're good on an informative level, if that's what you want out of it.
Be honest with me, would you want to stop?
I want to stop, yeah. I want to stop, and that's the truth. I'm sick of it. I've been on heroin since I was 15. I'm 33 this year. That's 18 years of heroin, and 18 years and about 17 years of methadone.
What's it going to take for you to stop taking it?
It's a sad fact, but probably my death.